B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
On the show. Now, I can't do Geek Week without having the preeminent geek. Our man when it comes to fantasy football. He was incredible. Bot, I want you to take note. All right? Because this guy is the greatest fantasy football person. I'll put him up against anybody. All those dudes, the dude that Mike had, that Mike used to have, the general I have, all these fantasy dudes, I got the geek. Geek!
Geek Week, I love it, Ant. I love it.
Oh, he's back! It's so good to hear your voice! I need freaking football, geek!
Let me tell you how much I miss you and you guys. I'm going to say, I watch Hustle once or twice a day. Just every day. Every day.
Oh, my God, you're the best. Geekus, I can't believe it. You know what the greatest thing about tomorrow is? That it's July 1st. And we're that much closer to football, baby.
July is fantasy football season. That is the official start. Usually the 4th of July, but the official start of fantasy football season, draft season. I can't wait. And even before we get into the fantasy stuff, I saw a statement by an Eagles player today, Miles Sanders. And he said, and I quote, yes. And I quote, "Don't draft me in your fantasy football league." What's going on over there?
What is this? Let me tell you something, guys. They're going to be good. They're going to be really good.
I love the Eagles this year. I love that offense. I even, you know, A.J. Brown. What off season.
And you've always been a huge Jalen Hurts man.
I mean, listen, Jalen Hurts last year when I came on, he was our cheat code. We all won our fantasy football leagues because we were able to wait. Like I said, you were the last person in your league to take a quarterback, and who'd you get? You got Jalen Hurts. He was my quarterback for every team last year. We talked about it before the season. You gained an edge on your competition because you waited at the quarterback position, and you got a guy who scored just as much as anybody. I think he came in QB 3 or 4 last year overall. So that was one of the best.
Wow, games. Did he really? That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The running quarterback, and Jalen Hurts was the best version of a running quarterback. We saw Justin Fields being quote-unquote a running quarterback.
Right.
We didn't see any of the running.
Right.
You know, a lot of these guys, like Kyler Murray, he stopped running around halfway through the season, got hurt, stopped running. So Jalen Hurts really gave us everything we wanted, although I would say I observed that in games where the Eagles were ahead or comfortably leading, his production did go down a little bit because he didn't have to run as much when the defense. So overall, he had an excellent season. And one of the things I want to talk about for this year, just I wanted to give you a couple of general sort of pointers for how 2022 is shaping up for fantasy football.
Oh, I love this, man.
Yeah.
I got primer. And I'm working with a guy, the bot, because Chunas is off. So I got the bot is with me. He's another one. When you say Siri into the phone? His name is Zuli. So, like, if you need something, Zuli knows. So
you can say, hey, Zuli.
Right. Exactly. So I'm surrounded. So give it to me, brother. I need your primer.
All right. So we're going to get into some basic stuff, right? And once again this year at the quarterback, I'm going to start there. So for your standard 12-team league that most people play in, you know who the 12th quarterback going off the board is? And I'll give you 12 and 13. Just understand that this is another year where we don't need to wait. We will not be taking a quarterback before we're essentially the last one in our league to do so. We'll get an advantage at another position. The 12th quarterback going off the board this year is Matthew Stafford, who averaged 24.5 fantasy points last season per game. So if you compare that to, let's say, a Pat Mahomes, last year averaged, I believe, 26 fantasy points per game. There's no advantage to taking a quarterback early. You can get Matthew Stafford, you can get Trey Lance, you can get Russell Wilson or Tom Brady right at the end, at the 12th spot.
Wow.
No reason to take one early. So the minute you take a guy too soon, basically you're weaker at a certain position. I can take a luxury tight end because I'm waiting on my quarterback. I can try to get Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce. I can do something in my league to give me an edge using this. It's a cheat code. It's a cheat code. This is, just doing that alone will help you win your league against your buddies, your home leagues, that kind of thing. So
how about that, Zuli? Listen to the gig, Zuli.
I've got a second one, Ant. That's not it. That's not it. So with the quarterback position, we're now covered. Just wait. You'll take one of the last three. Got Tom Brady. What are you, upset? If Tom Brady is your starting quarterback, he's going as the 10th quarterback off the board. So the other interesting phenomenon for fantasy football this year, and it is fascinating, in general, we have the deepest crop of running backs that I've seen in maybe the last, it might be 10 years. This is unusual. And so what I mean by this is, in the past, when you went past the first 8 or 10 guys, you started to get what I used to call stinky cheese running backs, right? These guys with a lot of warts on them.
Right.
You know, yeah, you're not happy, you're not excited about them.
They're like provolone running backs.
Yeah, it's a stinky cheese. Stinky cheese.
The provolone.
You feel bad, you make a face.
Yeah.
You know, this year is different. It's really interesting how things are shaping up because the 12 through 24 group, sort of that second wave, looks really great. Some of them have a little bit of mystery, but I'm going to throw some names out, like a Travis Etienne from Jacksonville.
I like Etienne.
Well, I mean, what's not to like? First of all, people don't know that he's big. You know, people think he's a shifty little pass kid. He's large. He's like Alvin Kamara. He's a large man, and people don't know. He's a great pass catcher. Obviously, hate the face is gone. Thank goodness. The worst coaching staff in
the league. They were the worst. He was horrible. And we got our friend, Doug Peterson.
We know Doug Peterson is a competent National Football League head coach.
Yes.
They're going to get the right the ship over there. They're going to right the ship. I love Etienne. You're getting him as RB17. There's a whole bunch. Cam Akers.
Look at that. RB17.
Yeah.
Come on. Bot.
Get him late. Very late. You know who else is in that zone? I mean, I'm talking about, you can get Zeke Elliott in that zone. We hate Zeke.
I don't want Zeke.
But he's available. You know, if you remove your fandom for a second and just say, you know what? I can get a starting running back from a pretty good offense, you know, RB19. These guys are available very, very late. David Montgomery, Cam Akers from the Rams, all in the same zone, right? Cam Akers, we're not 100% sure that he's going to nail it down. He looked terrible in the playoffs. But my goodness, you would look terrible, too, if you had Achilles surgery 5 months before. No one has ever recovered from that in less than a year. This guy came back in 4 months. He's a
It was unbelievable. Now you're dead right about him. Dead right.
Yeah.
What are you hearing about Zeke? Speaking of Zeke, what are you hearing about Elliott? Obviously, Pollard looked like the more explosive back. So, what are you hearing? You know, how kind of shape is he in? What mindset going on there?
I'm hearing the same stuff I heard last year. Quote unquote, best shape of his life. Quote unquote, nutrition. The same positive. It's all positive buzzwords on Zeke this year. All positive. Mm-hmm. We heard the exact same thing last year. And listen, in the end of the day, Zeke, from a fantasy perspective, forget real life. Real life, they paid him. They're going to play. Like, that's it. He's paid. He's going to be played. Like, it doesn't matter. And a lot of these backup running backs, like Tony Pollard, they look amazing as a backup. Then you bring him in as a starter, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's not that great. So,
it's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm not going too crazy on the talent of Tony Pollard. You know, it's kind of not that difficult to look good in the situations they put him in. They put him in great spots for running backs. You know, grind him up the middle, he might be terrible. But with Zeke, a lot of the disappointment from a fantasy perspective, it really came from the fact that you were taking him in the first round, so you expected elite sort of like carry my team level production. And he's not that. He's just a yeoman-like guy. He's going to come out there. And in the end, he's been a top 10 running back, even all of these bad years, because he plays every week. He's never questionable. The guy never gets hurt, or he hasn't been hurt. So you're always sure that you're playing him. He's never got the Q tag. He's just a, he's where he belongs. He's finally where he belongs, right? He's hanging out in that zone of not running backs that you're expecting to carry your team, but rather, hey, I got a great something else in the first round, and you know, I'm filling it out in the third round with a running back. I need a guy who's going to be there every week, putting up some points.
So you say quarterbacks go 13 deep, backs go 18 deep?
Yes. And here's the beauty of knowing this, right? When you know it, and you're on the clock in the first round, there are two wide receivers this season that should be taken above all else but Jonathan Taylor. So I like the luxury elite wide receiver this year. I like taking wide receivers early. But the two guys that stand out head and shoulders above everyone is only two. It's a two-man tier, Cooper Kupp and Justin Jefferson. So what I'm advising is if either of those guys are on the board.
Yeah.
You know, there's an argument for pick number one for Jonathan Taylor. I don't even have that argument. Take Cooper Kupp. If you're a first, if you're second, take Kupp. If Kupp is on the board and you're drafting fourth, I don't care where you are. Take Cooper Kupp. Just take him. You could tell just by his closing DraftKings and FanDuel salaries last year. He was over 10K.
Right.
There were no running backs anywhere near that price. There's a reason for it. This guy's production is better than any running back. It's more consistent. People take running backs because they're looking for consistency. Cooper Kupp was more consistent last year than running back. So I expect more of the same. And Justin Jefferson, how about the Vikings talking about a new pass-heavy offensive game?
Yeah, which I think is smart. And, you know, because, look, Dalvin Cook gets beat up, right? They beat him up. I could see that. And Jefferson's such a weapon. Such a weapon.
He's spectacular. And you know, Adam Thielen is back. They've got a couple other pieces over there. But, I mean, he's such an alpha in that offense.
So it's interesting. You go Kupp one overall, Jefferson two, and then Jonathan Taylor three.
I think not. My reasoning for it is just because there are great running backs later that you can get. There aren't these great wide receivers. So,
all right.
Even though I think Jonathan Taylor is great, I love Jonathan Taylor this year. I love him overall. He's a great player. I think he's great. But when you look at what you can do later on in the draft, you want to be attacking running backs in that zone I talked about, in that RB12 through RB20 zone. And the only way you're doing that is by starting with an early wide receiver, a luxury wide receiver.
All right.
So that's the way I'm playing it this year.
So you go. So do this for me. Give me your top 10. Like, just so you, like, you know, most guys are on the top or 10 team leagues. Who would your top 10 be?
All right. So if I'm going straight from the top down, we're starting with Cooper Kupp.
All right.
Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey. Then we've got Jamar Chase.
Wow, you going with Chase?
Oh, yeah.
Number five overall. Wow.
Once you get past those sort of super elite running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Taylor, they're the best.
The problem with Christian McCaffrey is, can you trust them?
No.
Right?
No, scary pick.
Yeah.
Scary pick. But, I mean, like, you know, I'm not a doctor. What do I know?
Right, right.
But he's young. You know, I don't know. But, yeah, he's a scary pick because I don't know how those injuries, if it's going to keep happening. Honestly, I think you just have to ignore it and hope that you're right. I don't think we can predict it. You know, it's one of those things I don't think we can predict. So after you get past Chase, it gets really interesting. I like, and you ready for this, Najee Harris.
Yeah. I love Najee Harris. Love Najee Harris.
Every snap.
I agree.
He's huge.
Yes.
He's a very large. You know how I like quarterbacks with the legs? I like running backs with the size. I like big guys. They don't get hurt. right? They smash for touchdowns. Najee Harris, 243 pounds. I like that, right? He's a big dude. And I think the Steelers offense gets a little bit better. Derrick Henry.
You know what's right? funny? I got the guy, big brain on Brad, right? He's a professional bettor. And the Brad says Derrick Henry is due for a down season. Just follow that away. The Brad is really good. He does these like trends over 3-4 years, and he has this as a down trend, Geek. Just a little. Listen, you're the master, all right? I just give a little nugget there.
There is an analytic out there, and I don't disagree with it, that sort of says something along the lines of after a certain number of carries for a
yes,
player at the running back position, they just can't repeat it for multiple years in a row, especially the style of running back that Derrick Henry is.
Interesting.
So, you know, if you're going to bet on Derrick Henry kind of getting hurt, you know, that's something somebody else needs to bet on. I'm not going to bet on that. But, you know, the analytics do say that, you know, after the seasons that I mean, we're seeing it with Christian McCaffrey. It's the same sort of curse.
Yeah, when you are that involved, when you have that big a percentage of your team's offense, at some point you're going to get beat up.
It's essentially, you know, it's the same curse,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, for your 10, yeah. I just want to throw one last item out there. You mentioned 10-team drafts. So there's a pretty big difference between a 12-team league and a 10-team league. A 10-team league really allows you to just target studs. There's lots of good players on the bench all the time. Depth is much, much less important. So when you're in a 10-team league, one of the things that I like to do is I like to target a luxury tight end. And by luxury tight end, there are two guys this year at the tight end position that will give you a strategic advantage against your competition every single week because they're just so much better than everyone else. The two guys are Kelce and Mark Andrews. And I'll be honest with you, cuz if it wasn't for the fact that Tyreek Hill left and Mahomes has no one to throw to but Kelce, it would be Mark Andrews that would be the top of that list for me. I would actually put him ahead of Kelce, but because of the new situation in Kansas City, what we've seen over the last few years is in games where Tyreek Hill did not play, Kelce was almost locked into 10-plus targets every single game.
Yeah,
this guy is going to be a beast. He is going to give up vintage Gronk productivity, vintage Kelce productivity.
Yeah.
I think 10 targets a game for both guys. They are incredible. And our mind is programmed not to think about tight end early. I mean, if you're doing a lot of fantasy leagues, you're not really thinking tight end
early.
So
late first round, you got to start thinking TE1.
Yes. Now, if you don't get one of those two guys, if it didn't work out, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about it. You know, now we can wait a little bit.
No, I get you.
No big deal.
Yeah.
If you can, you know, if I'm late in the first round or at the start of the second round, even in
I'm in with a bust out. Give me some Kelce.
Yeah.
Give me some Andrews. I like it. Listen, I'm up against it. You got to tell me, because you have incredible tools. And you have your app. The Geek has an app. Of course a Geek would have an app. It's called the Sharp app. It's tremendous. It's great. Like if you're a baseball, fantasy baseball guy or a bettor and you bet these props and all, you got to get the Sharp app. Tell the guys about it.
So the Sharp app is tools, content, odds, everything you need for sports betting. And one of the things we're actually adding it this week, we've finally gotten this in. You know, we've taken the DFS Army projection models, which are superior, you know, prop projection, essentially player projection models, which are superior to what's on the book. And we're integrating it into the app so that when you're looking up strikeouts or if you want to bet the strikeout number or, you know, Mike Trout to hit home run or something like that, we've got our model projections. We're adding it into the app so that you'll be able to see it alongside every single prop for that particular market. So basically the whole idea is to help bettors make smarter betting decisions. And if you want to grab the Sharp app, check it out. The Pro Plan is super cheap if you want to do it. If not, we've got a ton of free content, and we're adding stuff every single day. So every tool that we add, we've just added to our Game Center incredible trends for every betting type. So if you go to our Game Center, you can see all the trends, anything you want. We're adding in breakdowns of the trends for every single game as we speak. So you know, it's just constantly growing. It's been spectacular. And we've been adding, of course, my fantasy football content is on there. as well, my podcast, all of that. So you could check it out and just
I love it. It's great stuff, man. You're a geek. You're it, buddy. And listen, fantasy football season has begun, so we will start our weekly hits again, all right? So we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I love it. Love it. Can't wait.
Ah, here he is, the geek. I got the bot. I got the geek. It's Geek Week Fantasy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.